Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Watch on television, on these phones.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Whatever it is you're allowing, you're addressing it for whatever spirit is behind that to come.
Amen.
Amen. Now when it comes to husband and wife, you know, Adam was created first, and the Lord said, it's not good that the man be alone.
Amen.
He didn't say it's not good that the man be lonely. Because the man wasn't lonely.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let me get on down here.
Amen.
I said the man wasn't lonely.
Amen.
The man was, when you're serving God, you can't be lonely.
Amen.
I said, when you really are involved with the things of God, doing what God has told you and walking with God, you're not lonely.
Amen.
You might be alone, but you're not lonely. Now, I want you to think about something here, because Adam was told to see if he could find a help meet.
Amen.
And he looked upon all the creation, all the animals that he had named.
Amen.
And it says he couldn't find a help meet. Now let's not get this twisted. God wasn't talking about a help mate.
Come on. Amen. 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 Amen.
The word is meet, not mate. God ain't about no kind of bestiality stuff.
Amen.
Adam was looking for a help meet. In other words, someone that could help him meet the responsibility
Amen.
Of dressing and protecting.
Amen.
It wasn't about having children and being fruitful and multiplying. He was looking for a help meet. So he looked up across all creation, couldn't find a help meet. So God did what he did and brought him a help meet. Now let's understand it's a help meet, not a help mate. The mating, of course, is for the propagating of the genes and the generations and children. But the help meet. And see, this is where we gotta give women back their value. Hello? God's going to use women in these last days in a mighty way. Brethren, just get used to it. Get ready for it. God's going to use some powerful women to do some powerful things in these last days. Just like he's going to use the man of color who's been very oppressed. I'm telling you, God is about to level the playing field. And there's a lot of things he's going to do. Amen. So it's the help meet. And you know, like I know, when there's agreement in the home,
amen,
amen, and there's value placed, and you got two that are worshiping together, that's an undefeatable team. That's a winning team. That's a winning combination. Well, whatsoever they ask, see, that's why the enemy tries to sow discord.
Amen.
See, the woman is not supposed to be behind you.
Come on.
And she ain't supposed to be beside you either.
Amen.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
Well, she come out my side. Well, she...
Amen. 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 Amen.
Actually, the woman is supposed to be ahead of you.
Amen.
Not facing you. Walking ahead of you.
Amen.
See, because you got to have her back.
Amen.
See, you got to be able to discern what's up there,
Amen.
Being the head, so that you can protect her.
Amen.
Is she behind you? I ain't going to charge you for that. See, we gotta reestablish the value, the equality. You see, God made them male and female, simply for the order. There's a divine order ahead. And then they help me. But that's there's an equality there. You see, when Adam was naming all animals, that Eve was on the inside of him. When God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them.
Amen.
That wasn't just all the men. That was who was in Adam. That was Adam and Eve.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So, some people say, well, you know, I've been married all these years, still don't understand my wife. Well, let me put some of that stuff to rest. Adam named all the animals, right? Right? Well, in order to name them, he had to determine a nature. He had to understand them. And then he named them according to the nature. And not only that, his speaking their name put nature into them. Well, Adam also named Eve. So that means he had to understand her. Uh-oh. See, we gonna bust some myths. Because the devil wants you to just sit there. And, well, you just never understand. No, you can understand.
Amen.
That's why the word says, husbands, know your wives.
Amen.
I don't know why I'm on. But anyway, you know, study your wife. Make your wife a study. Learn what she likes and what she don't like. Because it's important to stay on that same frequency. So that you can keep dressing your garden. So that there's nothing blocking God from coming. And that spills over onto your seed. And then that seed. And everywhere you go and everything you do.
Amen.
Amen. Is that making sense to you? I know some may not have seen it before through this lens, but take a deep look into it. Because this is how this works. They that worship God, he says he must worship them in spirit and truth. God dwells in our worship. John 4, verse 21 through 24. Let's read what I quoted a bit already, but let's take a look at that. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 21 through 24. Jesus saith unto her, this is the woman at the well, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, the true worshipers. For the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Give me verse 23 again. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Look at this. For the Father seeks such to worship him. He didn't say he was seeking people that pray.
Amen.
Now, again, let me backpedal. Prayer is vital.
Amen.
Prayer is essential. Amen. We can't speak enough about the importance and the purpose of prayer. But here, God don't mention prayer. He said he's seeking folks that worship him. Your prayer will follow that.
Amen.
You're going to be amazed now when you start praying after you worship.
Amen.
How easy it is. How faith flows so easily. How the presence of God is there like that. Versus just trying to break through in prayer. Worship the Lord. Dress your garden. And then guard your garden. Don't let other stuff get in there. Don't let distractions get in there. Don't let other people get in there. Amen. Don't let the devil get up in there. Guard that garden. So that when you bow in prayer, boom, right away, there he is. Now to pray 4 and 5 hours trying to get a hold of God. He said, I'll answer before you call. But what is he emphasizing here? I'm talking about wonders of worship. Amen. What is he emphasizing here? Worship. So again, when we worship, it doesn't mean that it's fast or slow. It's mean that you are engaged. If I don't know the words, I'm gonna, you know, act like I know the words. But I'm gonna move my body or something. You know that song we sing, When I Move My Body? I'm doing something. Why? Because I'm worshiping my King. If the trees can clap their hands. If all creation is worshiping God, if the rocks can cry out. What about me in his image and after his likeness? What about us, his crowning glory? What about us, the ones that are unique, the only ones he breathed into? Amen. So get rid of all those things that try to hinder or limit your worship of God. Amen. Jesus didn't tell the lady he was looking for people praying. Amen. He said he's looking for people that will worship him. Amen. In spirit. Yes. And in truth. Amen. Sometime when you worship, you won't even have to pray. Sometime when you worship, the battle's over. Sometime when you worship, the answer comes quicker than if you didn't even have to ask. Proper positioning is to stand before God and declare, this is the word worship, his worth and his greatness. That's what worship is all about, declaring worth and value and greatness.
Ladies of the Treasure Coast, don't miss an amazing time of fellowship and revelation. Resurrection Life Family Worship presents our 2023 Women's Conference, Mother's Day weekend, Friday, May 12th and Saturday, May 13th. The theme is Woman Arise, Understanding Your True Value. Special guest will be Bishop Larry Jackson of Bethel Outreach International Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. Friday will start at 7 p.m. with a powerful night of worship, culminating in a word from the Lord by Bishop Jackson. Saturday will begin at 10 a.m. with worship and will be a full day of instruction, impartation, fellowship, and food as lunch will be served. Bring your moms, daughters, sisters, and friends to our women's conference. You all should experience this together. You'll be glad you did. All services will be held at Resurrection Life Family Worship, 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce. To register for more information, call 772-465-0036. That's 772-465-0036.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC.